Hi, thank you for calling. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. This is the Roundup Helpline.
Hi, Randy.
Hi,
I
how
have
you
Miss
doing?
Diana Espinosa on the line. She was exposed to Roundup. Could you please take the call from here?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Diana. You both have a good one.
Thank
Hello.
you, too.
Hello, Miss Espinosa. My name is Randy Reese.
Hi.
I'm on a recorded line. It is Reese, just like the peanut butter cups.
Okay.
And I'm going to write down your
Okay.
number, 760-985-4703.
Yes, correct.
And if for any reason we become disconnected, I will immediately call you right back from my desk, which is a 949 area code. All right. It does happen. That's why I'm telling
Okay.
you. So,
All right.
how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. All right. So I was just opening up some stuff there, ma'am. I'm so sorry. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria
That's okay.
to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Ma'am, just a couple housekeeping questions. Have you ever got an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay, and I'm so sorry. I need to ask it in another way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm for this specific matter? But most importantly, are you willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Now, were you or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
It was you, Diana?
Yes,
I'm
it was.
so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype
Thank you.
of NHL you were diagnosed with?
Non-Hodgkin's
Okay, so no,
lymphoma.
non-Hodgkin's is a subtype in itself, so that's what you were diagnosed with.
Yeah, the B cell
Oh, the B.
lymphoma.
Oh, thank you. That is also on the list, so thank you for that, ma'am. Let me go back up. So that was the B lymphatic lymphoma. That's the B cell lymphoma, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And that is the only, as if it wasn't enough, that was the only NHL diagnosis you received?
Yes, it
Thank
was.
you. And you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And ma'am, what year were you diagnosed?
Think it was 2009. No, wait,
Okay.
hold on. Let me think. When was
I know you probably didn't think you'd be having this phone
it?
call in 2024, right?
2009. Okay. I know I was diagnosed. Let's see. In 2015, I believe it was.
Okay. Do you
2015.
remember the day? And I really do need an answer. So if you could just give me your very, very best answer when they go to pull the medical records, it can be confirmed. And it's, like I say, just give me your best answer on that.
Okay. It was July 2015, July 19th.
Okay.
That was when I was diagnosed.
Okay, good.
I know I was 44 years old, so.
So you do remember. Good. I'm sorry that you had to go through that too. It's 'cause it's
Yeah,
nasty
I know, but
stuff.
I just had to think
I know.
back. I think back how old I was,
Yeah, I'm not a spring chicken either. I know I
you
sound like one, but I'm probably older than you.
know?
So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you spray your
Yeah.
Roundup around the house?
It is, yeah, in my backyard.
Okay, so it was not, you didn't have a job where you sprayed Roundup. And that's fine.
No, it wasn't a job.
It was a job?
It's fine. No, it was not a job. It was for my own yard.
Yeah, okay, thank you for that. And what was the address where you used Roundup?
1505. Okay, it's 15058 Fair Acres Drive. That's Fair Acres Drive, and that's in La Mirada, California, 90638.
Cool. All right,
Did
I
you get
type.
that?
Is Fair Acres one word or two?
It's one word. One
Okay,
word.
I had it as one, and I just got to go back because you did say it very
Okay.
fast, but I think I got it. I have 15058
Yes.
Fair Acres Drive, La Mirada, 90638.
Correct.
All right, cool.
You're good.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I do this a lot. No, I'm kidding. And of course, a conclusion or even sooner, you're going to have my phone number. If you know anybody else that uses Roundup and you know, if they're just curious about it, even if they didn't get a diagnosis, they just want to know a little bit about it, just feel free to give them my name and number, as well as if they actually want to file a claim. I'm very passionate about helping people with these things. They knew it. But anyways, I'll get into that later. So you already told me you were 44 years old when you were diagnosed. So that is between 18 and 79, yeah. Correct? Now, how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup? Just your best guess. If you were 44, you might have been using it for a bit.
Yeah, I've been using it for a while.
Would you say 10 years?
I started in like 2009 to 2015.
Okay. So probably about 6 years then.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 6 years.
Okay. Now, so obviously the next question is have you sprayed Roundup for 10 days or more? Now, if you think about that, that doesn't mean 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That means if you used it for 6 years, you're in La Mirada, you probably sprayed it spring all the way through to you know, fall, maybe even more.
Yeah.
So,
I did it like once a month, you know, just to keep the weeds down.
do you think you did it seasonally or all year long?
Well, I'd say, well, in the wintertime, I didn't really use it too much because it was like, it would just get washed away.
Right.
Seasonally, I guess you could say.
Cool. Okay. And yes, so within that 6 years, if you total it all up, you definitely used it more than 10 days, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
Are we on a smartphone or a cell phone?
My cell phone.
Okay.
Not very smart, though.
Yeah, it's probably smarter than me. Are you a citizen in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this next thing I'm going to go real fast is just illnesses. Yes or no? HIV AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C?
Nope.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Lupus?
No.
There's only a couple more, I promise. Diabetes mellitus.
No.
And other than your NHL diagnosis, did you have any cancer requiring chemotherapy of any other type?
No.
And to the best of your knowledge, any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay.
Well, my dad had asbestos, but that's different.
Yeah, my dad, heart attack, so I get to say no as well. And I use Roundup, too. So I'm right there with you, trust me. So the main injury that we're talking about is NHL, or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, please, and I do see it, but could you please spell your first name for me?
Yes, it's D-I-A-N-A.
And then your last name, of course.
And then my last name is E-S. P-I-N-O-Z-A.
Thank you, Diane Espinosa. Now, Diana, is there any suffix to your name there, young lady?
Huh?
Any suffix like junior,
sorry,
senior?
I didn't hear that.
Junior, senior, the fourth, anything like that?
No, there's no suffix.
Thank you. Please confirm Please confirm your gender for me.
I'm female.
And are you married?
Divorced.
Okay. And what is your social security number, please?
554-8683. I didn't think about that one.
Let me read it back. 554-8683.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on. 554-89. I can't even think right now. 554-8786-83. 554-8786-83, is that enough numbers? I can't remember my own social security number.
554-8789.
Let me check. Let me go get my social security card.
Okay, no worries. No worries.
Oh, man. It sucks getting old. I tell you, forget all kinds of stuff. 554-8786-83. I think.
You had it right.
8786.
No, that's what you told me before.
Yeah.
You had it right. Good for you. What's your date of birth?
Yeah. 3/29/71.
You're not old.
Okay. I'm getting there.
When did you first learn of a connection? There's no right or wrong answer to this one. When did you first learn of a connection to Roundup? Would that perhaps have been, you know, maybe you saw it on TV recently? There's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, I seen it on TV a few months back.
Okay, so
a few months or so ago.
So a few months. So, but this year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, TV.
Yes,
ad.
Yes. Correct.
Most people say TV ad or that they like social media. When did you first become aware? And again, there's no right or wrong answer, but I got to put something in here. So when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? Would that be about the same time as, hey, I saw this ad, I got this or something? Tell me in your own words.
No. When I went to the doctors, when the first time they asked me about it.
Oh, really?
They kind of mentioned it, and so I was like, okay, well, yeah, I have been using Roundup, actually.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So back in July of 2015, then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair, because a lot of people honestly have no idea that there was even a claim until they see one of the advertisements, honestly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it either, but the doctor...
Yeah, people tell me that all the time.
Yeah, they ask me if I...
Diana...
That's why I stopped using it.
I am a gentleman, but I do apologize in advance to ask you this. What is your height and weight, please?
I'm 5'10", and I'm 205 pounds.
Okay, thank you for that. And what's your best email?
Espinoza Diane, it's Diane, 123 at Gmail.
My computer, Espinoza Diane, D-I-A-N. You said Diane on this one?
Yeah, Diane on this one, yeah. Correct. Okay. And then 123@gmail.com.
Okay. gmail.com. So, I'm so sorry, but Espinoza, Espinosad, I don't think I have that right.
No, it's a Z-A.
Yeah.
It's Z-A, Espinoza, with a Z.
ESP. Okay, thank you for that. Because I did...
No problem.
I got to go back up and check my other... I did spell it correctly on the other one. You must have told me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, and it's 123@gmail.com. Espinoza,
right.
Diane at 123@gmail.com. And it's an E on Diane on the end of that one, correct?
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. And this is, you already told me, a mobile phone. Do you prefer to be contacted via text, email, phone?
Either text or phone.
Okay. And best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Probably afternoon.
Perfect. Now, we did talk about this a little bit previously, but now we're to that part on the section, so I want to confirm. Other than the wintertime, but seasonally, I think you were telling me that you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you said you use Roundup approximately twice a month?
No, maybe twice a month, but at least once a month, I know for sure.
Once a month.
But
okay.
Sometimes it, you know.
And then, of course.
Depending on how fast the weeds grew back.
So that would be once a month. All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
had you been using the Roundup for at least a full year before you got diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And you had mentioned that you think you started using Roundup around 2009. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's probably around March 2009.
Okay. Yep, that's when the weeds start poking their little eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you stop using it when you got your diagnosis? Is that when you stopped using it?
Yeah, around the same time.
Okay. So around 2015. I'll just put August 1st. 2015. And did you stop using it because of your, you know, concern of the cancer? And because the doctor mentioned it?
Yeah, because I started getting, like, you know, my neck started swelling up and getting shortness of breath and coughing and itchy rashes and stuff. And yeah, so then I went to the doctors, and then my family doctor told me to go to the hospital and get tested, or so they did some tests on me. I did biopsy of my, you know, my lymph node, and then came back, you know.
He's a good primary care doctor.
Did some blood tests and all that.
Was he the one that asked if you used Roundup? Was he the one that the doctor, he sounded like a good guy. Is he the one that asked if you had used Roundup?
Yeah. Right. That was my primary care doctor.
Yeah. So he knew. Good for him.
Yeah. He's a family doctor, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Might have saved your life.
Yeah.
I'm
guessing I wasn't the first person that went in there.
Sounds like it, yes. But again, he might have saved your life.
Exactly.
You already mentioned, but just to confirm, you said it was applied seasonally, correct?
Yes.
And then when you applied Roundup, do you remember, did you use a hand spray or backpack? Did you buy those little containers that already have the nozzle on it? You just pull it out and start spraying. That's what I used.
Yeah, it had the kind of, you know, had little, I guess it must have had a battery thing in it or something that gets, sprayed it on, turned the switch on, and it.
Okay, so that's a sprayer.
I used that for a while, and then sometimes I used a little spray bottle, you know, it depended.
Did you ever wear any protective gear when you were using Roundup? And you can tell me no if you didn't.
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, yeah. I didn't.
So it was residential, and, you know, was it just like a normal lot? I mean, do you remember the approximate lot size, quarter acre?
It was about 10 by 15, maybe, something. It wasn't a very big yard.
No, 10 by 15 is really little.
Yeah, it was pretty little.
Okay, small.
It might have been, I mean, it could have been a little bigger than that. I'm not exactly sure the size, not a very big yard.
Did you apply it like small yard fence lines, curbs, gutters, places like that, normal areas?
Yeah, just the fence line around my yard.
And sidewalk.
Like in the, in the front yard, by the sidewalk, by the street, wherever there was weeds growing.
God, exactly, I know. Everywhere in California. And you used it in California, of course.
Yeah.
And your exposure was residential.
Yeah.
I know. I just wouldn't.
In the driveway where there was cracks and stuff, there weeds growing through the cracks.
It's crazy. I was doing some weeding this weekend. Yes. So your exposure was residential. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And you were exposed directly through yard work.
Yeah.
And you were exposed directly. And yes, did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes, I did.
Were you ever there when anybody else sprayed Roundup, or was it always you using the Roundup?
It was mostly me.
Okay.
I was the only one.
Now, we talked about this.
I did the yard work.
Exactly. Gotcha. We talked about this one a little bit before. How many exposures do you think you've had in your lifetime? Well, we kind of broke it down per year. And you were saying that you did it at least monthly, and I'm just recapping to you. And then you said it, you know, seasonally, so probably, you know, from May all the way through to the end of October, at least here in California for me. Anyway, so if you were to take that and multiply that by the number of years, which you said is 6 years, you know, that's approximately 30 or so exposures to Roundup. Would you say that's accurate, or would you say you've had more or less than that? In other words, how many exposures to Roundup do you think you've had in your lifetime in total?
30 is probably about right, maybe, I guess.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Do you live near a well, a water well?
No.
So do you get your water from a well?
No, I don't.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, I have not.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Okay. Now, thank you. When you bought the Roundup, did you use the premixed or did you buy the concentrated?
It was concentrated.
Okay. And when you did buy Roundup, did you mostly go to Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware? Where'd you go to buy it? Walmart?
Home Depot is right around the corner from me.
Okay. And can you describe any purchase information that you may have or that you could get? Like, do you have any old credit card receipts or anything like that you may be able to obtain?
I don't. It was been so long ago.
Okay.
I don't have any receipts or anything like that anymore.
Okay. That doesn't disqualify you, so we'll continue.
Okay.
So you don't have any receipts. Do you have any Roundup still in your possession?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I threw that stuff away.
Good for you. Good for you. Should. Let's see. Purchase. You never had a Home Depot account or anything?
No, no account, no.
Okay. I know it's you weren't thinking of this way back then. Oh, I better save the receipts. I know, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
that was a long time. I'd be up to my ears in the receipts.
Exactly. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I still do.
And number
I
of years.
I have it.
Well, I don't judge. Number of years that you've smoked?
Oh boy, probably like 35 years.
You should stop. Are you currently employed?
Yeah, I should. Yes.
Okay. And who do you work for?
CSC.
CS?
Delivery Service Corporation.
CSE?
CSC. It's Contemporary Service Corporation.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Hold on. I'll find that out. Are you still in La Mirada?
Actually, no, I am not.
Okay, hold on. We'll get to that.
I'm no longer in Walmart.
What city are you located in?
I'm in Victorville now.
Okay, I lived there for many years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of boring up here.
You know what? I just
not much to do.
I really wanted to get out of there before my kids got to high school, but the elementary and junior school, they were actually great. So that's CSC, that's a temporary staffing agency? Or what is that?
It's a security company.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find it.
There's security.
It's not a temporary staffing company.
No, it's not. It's for security.
I gotcha. There it is. That's not a bad job.
Yeah, it's all right. Do events and stuff like that, concerts.
That's what I was figuring. I could have swore I've seen those on the jackets at people before at sporting events
of
all places. And I think maybe a concert out there at Glen Helen, whatever they call it these days.
Yeah, we do concerts, we do raves.
Well, that you wouldn't see
all
me.
All that good stuff.
I think it was Jason Alden, actually, where I saw you guys up there. Okay, good for you. Okay. Have you ever lost any time from work because of the NHL?
Yes. But I wasn't working for that company back then.
Do you want me to just put no, or would you be able to provide the dates that you were unable to work?
Oh boy. I have to really think about that one, the dates. Yeah, because I did lose some days. I was in the hospital for 8 to 9 days. And
were you really? Ooh. So that would have been around
2015
when you got diagnosed.
Right.
Shortly afterwards.
Then I did 13 months in the outpatient treatment.
Okay. Oh, 215.
Yeah,
and you said you were in the hospital, so that would still be in 2015. Eight days in the hospital, and then you said 6 months of outpatient.
Right, no, 13 months actually in and outpatient, in and out.
What hospital were you in? It doesn't ask. I'm just curious. Well, actually, it is going to ask.
Whittier Presbyterian.
Okay, let me pull that up.
So, Whittier Presbyterian, PIH.
I know where that is.
Yeah, it's on Washington Boulevard in Whittier.
Oh, yeah, and it's still there, too.
Yep, it is.
All right, let me just...
It's a good hospital, actually.
I'm going to skip down medical diagnosing. This is the treatment hospital, Whittier Presbyterian. It is actually, it's been around for a long the whole area is kind of, we used to cruise Whittier Boulevard when we were little, when we were kids. All right. So, and I'm just, bear with me because I'm copying and pasting all this stuff. I'll have to go back, but might as well do it.
You know how much longer this is going to take? I'm just wondering how much longer this is going to take because I got a doctor's appointment I have to go to.
Honestly? No. Honestly,
I think it's going to be this long.
Honestly, probably 5 minutes tops. Can you tell me?
That's great.
Let me try this like this. I'll go a little bit faster. Do you know, at the healthcare facility, PCI Whittier, is that also where you went for your outpatient?
Yes.
Okay. And who's your oncologist?
Dr. Samuel, LM. I guess that's abbreviated for something. I'm not sure what it's abbreviated for, but it was Dr. Samuel.
Okay. And he's at Whittier, right?
Yes.
Okay, Whittier. Okay, there he is. Is it Samuel Kim, by the way? Samuel IM?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, he
looks like an L, but I guess it's an I.
He's shortened his name a little bit. I found it in a different place, but yes. And he is an oncologist, so that's perfect. Let me just copy and paste this really quick. And they have started settling these cases. I do want you to know that. So hopefully we'll
get
yes. So the date treated would have been 7/15 of 2015. Is that correct? By Dr. Kim at Presbyterian.
Yeah.
And then on the outpatient, that was also, did you still see Dr. Samuel?
Yeah.
Okay. And where did you go for that? Did you go back to the hospital or did you go to his location?
It was within the hospital.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
I totally got it.
Okay. So here, I'm trying to make this go as quick as I can, because a lot of the questions are repeat, so actually, believe it or not, what I'm just doing is copying, because you've already told me, like, for example, Washington Boulevard for the hospital, so I just got several places to copy and paste it. And then I've got the doctor's phone number right here. So I just copy and paste it. And there we go. And then the last question on that particular part. And now, Dr. Samuel, he was not the diagnosing physician, correct? Or was he?
I believe he was.
Okay, that's fine. Let me do some more copying and pasting then. Hold on.
Because my family doctor... My family doctor was Dr. Michael, but Dr. Mike, but
But he didn't diagnose it.
He's the one that told me to go ahead and go to the hospital.
He's the one that told you to go to the specialist. Exactly. You did tell me that earlier.
Right, yeah, exactly, yes.
Yes, so that's...
So Dr. Samuel was the one that diagnosed it.
Okay, cool. And how would you say that's impacted your life, having the cancer? I mean, obviously, you can't use Roundup anymore, but, you know, in all that time, are you anxious, nervous? What would you say?
It did impact my life quite a bit. I mean, I'm definitely leery on using, you know, any pesticide stuff. I don't spray weeds anymore, that's for sure.
Okay.
I'd hire somebody else to do that.
Oh, you're mean. Does not use pesticides. So how about... All right. How about any nervousness, any anxiety, anything like that? Just from the fact that you had that?
I do have anxiety, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I do have a little bit of anxiety.
Okay. Have you ever been convicted of any crime other than a major traffic ticket, anything like that?
No, just traffic.
Okay. And
then not failing to pay.
Do you have medical records or do you know, can you tell me, yes, the medical records exist and they will show your cancer type?
Yes, they do. They do exist. I just have to find them.
Okay. But you know,
I know I have my records somewhere.
Okay.
Yes.
And so we know that you saw Dr. Samuel at the hospital for treatment. We also know that you went back for the outpatient. You said that was 8 months. You were treated at the hospital initially on 7/15, and then you went home, and then when did you start going back for the outpatient treatment? A couple months later, and you said you were going for quite a bit, so I just need a date that you were treated, any one of those dates. Tell me a date that you were going there for the outpatient treatment you referred to.
July 16th, 2015.
Okay, so that would have been right after you got out of the hospital, then you went right on over for your outpatient treatment the next day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, diagnosed in 2015. July 19th, 2015, when I was diagnosed.
Correct. So when were you treated?
Let's see. It was July 22nd?
Okay. All right.
2015?
Okay. I'm going to fix that. And then... So that would have been at the hospital. Then when did you start the outpatient? So you got treated at the hospital, blah, blah, blah. You went home, and then you had to go back. You had to go back for the outpatient treatment. I assume you went more. When do you think the outpatient treatment started? A month later? What do you think?
Well, it's just like shortly. Within a few weeks, I think, maybe, or like within a month, I believe.
Okay. So I'd be safe to put like August 15th of 2015 then. That's 3 weeks out. Okay.
That's about right.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or compensation claim?
Yes.
Okay. And... have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And when you filed a workman's compensation claim, just real, real short, few words as possible, what happened? But give me the details.
I broke my back.
Okay. So you broke your back. Oh.
I was working for a painting company. I was painting, and I fell off a ladder.
Oh.
I broke my back.
But you're working again, so you... doing okay, I guess. Okay.
Right, yeah. I still have a little bit of problems, but I actually broke it twice.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm still walking.
So let me confirm a couple things on the end. Good for you. I'm so sorry about that, too. I hate ladders, by the way. Medical treatment. This is just recap. At Whittier Hospital, the initial treatment you got was on the 22nd of July, 2015. And then starting in August, approximately the 15th of 2015, you went back for outpatient care. Both of those were with Sam, Dr. Yes. Samuel, who is not your primary care, but he is the oncologist and the treating physician. And that's at 12401 Washington in Whittier. And then we also have, Dr. Samuel was also the diagnosing physician, and that also took place at the address I just read to you, 12401 Washington Boulevard. And then on the dates that you were unable to work because of this, that was 8 days in the hospital. And then how long, you said about 6 months of back and forth outpatient?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible. Okay.
Actually, it was 13 months. 13 months in an outpatient.
Okay. Oh. Let me go back up and change that. 13 months.
13 months in an outpatient.
Okay. Thank you. This is why we recap. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you did lose your job security. You work for CSC, currently employed. No more Roundup in your possession, thank God. Home Depot, you use the concentrate. Approximately, I think that's low, but 30 exposures in your lifetime. You were always present because you're the one that did it. You were directly exposed directly through the yard in California resident, smoke lines, curb lines, hand sprayer. You stopped using it out of concern. You stopped using it approximately the beginning of August in 2015. You started using it approximately March 15th of 2009. You know what? I'm going to change this because it's going to read like you used it once when you actually used it seasonally about 9 months. So I'm going to change that to nine. It just, even though that was the answer, that was correct. And then Espinoza Diane 123 at gmail.com. Your social is 554-878-683, which you did get right the first time, Diana. Okay. really. And then your current, well, I'll show two more questions. What type of treatment did you receive? Did you get chemo and immunotherapy? Did you get radiation? That's terrible. And what is your current residence address?
It's 12474 First Avenue in Victorville, 92395.
It was all 92392 when I lived there, so it's been a bit. We do ask for an emergency contact. All we need is a name and just their phone number and who they are to you. And this is really just so if something should happen and we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time, and I mean extended, then we would contact them and tell them, we're trying to get a hold of her. So can you give me a name, a phone number, and just who, if it's a friend or who it is?
That'd be my daughter, Brianna. Brianna. And the phone number is 562.
That's okay.
The phone number is 562-360-6049.
562-360-6049, did you say?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And she's your daughter. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Now, is there any – you're just about done. There's – at this point – is there any additional information you'd like to share with me? It's blank here. You don't have to say anything. Any additional details concerning your case that you'd like to share with me?
No, not that I could think of at the moment.
I think the intake's pretty thorough, to be honest with you, in the questions that they ask. And it is doing its thing right now. Let me just make sure there's no mistakes on this. Looks good. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So what I'm doing right here. Now, what happens here is I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, Diana. First, I'm going to send you one, which is the document itself. And it's coming in via text. Hold on a second. I'm going to look at it, make sure it looks good. And then once I get the document back, it goes to – you have a law firm. You have a lawyer now. Once you sign it, you are represented in this case. And your lawyer is going to reach out to you in 3 to 5 days with some more information. But what happens in the meantime for now is basically we've got everything in here. Once the documents are signed, they begin working on your case. I will be texting you my contact information, which is Randy Reese, and I do receive text messages to this number. I – can be contacted via voice, however you want to get a hold of me, if you have any additional questions concerning this claim. And did I mention to you that they have started settling this claims? You haven't asked me about money, but they have, and I'm not allowed to talk about money, but they actually have started settling these places. And if you're curious as to what they've been settling for, you can go to Google and look. Okay. So they are moving along on these things. So there we go. Now, how are you doing with the document?
Okay. Right now it says, this envelope was also sent to my email. Okay. And then, so I click continue, right?
Yep. Just click continue.
That was the first thing. Okay. That was the first one you sent me.
Yep. No, just stay
and
on that same text.
Review and act on.
There you go. That's what you're looking for. Exactly.
Okay. So, and this is please sign.
Yep. And then everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. If you've used DocuSign before, it may not ask you to make a signature, but it also may ask you to make a signature. Just do it right there on your phone. It's super easy.
Okay, well, let's see. Electronic signer.
There's a little.
I tried doing the,
there's a box that you have to click, I think, that says you agree to accept information electronically. I think
yeah,
there's
I did that.
And then what did you touch? Does it say get started?
Says, please read the. It says continue.
Hit continue.
Okay.
And then do you see another yellow?
It has a bunch of papers.
It's going to deposit a copy of everything into your email once you complete signing. What do you see on the yellow? Do you see anything yellow? Does it say get started? I just got a note. You're in the document.
Hit start.
I can see that. Okay, hit start.
Yeah, it says start.
Okay, go ahead and press
start. Start.
I know they're different, to be honest with
okay,
you.
Okay, and then sign. Okay. Okay.
You're doing good. Actually, you're doing real good.
Abort and sign? Did I click abort and sign or something? Or
no, not abort.
The next yellow button. Yellow button.
What do you see in the yellow?
Okay, well, then the other one says cancel. It says abort and sign.
Oh, hit it and see what
or
happens.
Adopt and sign.
Adopt and sign. Adopt and
sign. My phone's cracked right here?
Yeah, you're supposed to. You've got to put.
It's cracked right there.
Okay, I get you. No, abort. I've never heard abort and sign. Adopt and sign. Yes, adopt and
sign.
It
looks like a B because it's cracked.
I got you. You are silly. You're silly, but I love it. You're making my day. I love it.
Okay, so then sign that. Let's see.
Everything will be in the yellow from
what
here.
What else
just,
is there?
Just touch it, and then at the end, it'll say all complete. So if it doesn't say all complete, you still got more things in
okay,
there.
Now it's asking for my initials.
Okay, make an initial.
E-E. Okay, got that.
Okay.
That one.
Abort and sign.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay. From my end, it looked like that's what it looked like. Okay, now finish.
No, I love it,
got
actually.
That?
Very good, very good.
Okay, it says you're done signing.
Perfect.
Continue.
Give me a second. And then once you hit continue, it'll come back. There it is. Okay. Perfect. Good job. Okay, now, I sent you one text, and that's me, Randy Reese. It is like the peanut butter cups, Roundup Claims. That's my number. That is my direct line, 949-688-6436. And I'm sending you another text right here. It is your law firm. It's AD Law Firm. They're part of the Pulaski Group, but I think the office is in San Bernardino. Now, you don't need to call them right now. What's going to happen is that within the next 3 to 5 days, they're going to reach out to you and basically just have a quick verification call. It won't be anything like the time that you and I took on this call. You did a very good job, by the way, of answering the questions. And again, I told you about going to Google and checking out what these settlements are. If you come across any information that may be helpful to your case that we haven't talked about, please hang on to it and let the attorney know when he contacts you. And if you don't hear from them, I do follow these around. So if you don't hear from them, give it about, say, I would say a week. You're welcome to text me and say I haven't heard from them. But I will also see that on my end. And but they will leave a voice message for you if they miss you, okay?
Well, my voice messages are all full, filled up. I
Okay.
gotta empty that.
Well, I'll try to have some room in there,
But,
or watch for the call. But you know, the thing about it is if they tell me that
yeah.
they haven't been able to get a hold of you, I can call and actually transfer you to them at that point. But they don't have your file yet. What'll happen here is my compliance team will review it. If I made any mistakes, I'll be calling you back. You said you're going to the doctor. You'll be home later, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you going down the hill,
yeah.
as we used to say?
No, not down the hill.
Yeah, I know. That was the part that killed me. I actually like living in the desert, but it is boring up there. It really is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's just all I do now. I just go to the bar and shoot pool.
Yeah.
I've become an alcoholic.
Yeah, careful. Careful.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are, Miss Espinosa. So listen, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. And if like I said, if I find that I made an error on this, I'll be calling you back. I'll give it a few hours. But chances are I could just ask you
okay.
by phone, whatever it is that I would need. And we can take it from there. But so far, everything looks good. And like I say, if you have any questions or if you know anybody else, please don't hesitate to pass my number along or reach out to me yourself or whatever. And I wish you the best, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Have,
you
have,
have a good day.
Have a great day, Ms. Espinosa. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now.